Have you heard Larry Vader on the BFO? Like, the guy has got to start up his own podcast again because he's just constantly calling into the BFO. I think he probably misses the little fatty cast, and it's time to start it up again. Big Fatty, could you pass that message on to him? Tell him to get off the bloody phone, get back into the studio, and squirt out another little fatty show, version 2.4. Seriously, he's constantly calling into that fucking train wreck of a show.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fucking train wreck of a show.
Your Thursday is going well, y'all. Since Poodle and Squeaky Kitty didn't let me talk during the opening, y'all just want to let you know that this is episode 1686 of the BFO for Thursday the 10th of July 2014. And y'all, you are lungas today because y'all, you gotta have big lungs like old Poodle and Squeaky Kitty because y'all, you just can't know. No, you just can't do that on your lung. I mean, on your lung. Jesus Christ. Poor Big Fatty. So, anyway, Poodle, why don't you and Squeaky Kitty just go over here to the sound and have a little silent 20 minutes. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. No, we can't hear it. Big Fatty, we can't hear it. You're holding both ends of it. It's stuck together. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. Now we hear it. Y'all, Jesus. Y'all, it is a train wreck of a show. Big Fatty. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, I went to the Vons East. Y'all, by the way, it's another $10 gas can. $10 off the gas can if you spend $50. So, y'all, I was able to do that. But first of all, wanted to let you know the penny coupon was for the Vons East solid dressing. And, y'all, I just don't care for it. So I just took my coupon out and put it in the little bin there so somebody else could enjoy some Kaiser dressing from the Vonsies. Y'all, I did, however, pick me up a container of the Super Greens. Y'all, that's the good, what is it? Something girl, girl? What is it? It's organic girl or something like that. But anyway, Super Greens, y'all, I had to break down. Y'all, it is so hot here in Charleston. They had the Vons East ice cream on sale, and y'all, I got me a half gallon. I can't tell you the last time I bought a half gallon of ice cream, but y'all, they had a new flavor. It was the blueberry cobbler, and y'all, it just sounded good, and I wish I had gotten me a little container of blueberries also to go on top of it, but I didn't, so I just got the ice cream, and y'all had a little taste of it at lunchtime. It's delicious. Y'all, I had to get some more of my egg whites. Y'all, I got me an Asian solid kit. Big Fatty Ching Chong. Y'all, I got a couple of bananas. Y'all, the strawberries smelled lovely today, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, I got me a beef roast. I'm gonna put that in my cracker pot. Y'all, I got, of course, I got my fried chicken bazooms for my lunch today. Got a pound of ground round. Y'all, a family pack of the what do you call it? The country ham. Big fatty, is it spelled C-U-N-T? No. But I know that the Danbury's love the country ham. Y'all, I've got the Today's Harvest. Y'all, I don't have any idea what the hell Today's Harvest is, but I got it. And y'all, then I got the $50 gas can, and I looked old, evidently, because y'all, I spent $91.10, and I saved $20.02. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I gotta see y'all, of course, after I went to the Von's East, I went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, it was scared in there, and y'all, it's a picture, I don't really know exactly what this is, but y'all, it's a picture of these four men. It looks like they're carved into some sort of mountain. They got big old noses. You know what they say about big noses? Big fatty, big boogers, big fatty, I was smoking. Poor poodle. Big boogers, huh? Okay. Big fatty. But then on the back, let me just read what it... y'all, I can't see. Big fatty, you're not prepared. You turn on the light. Y'all, I really can't see this. It's Mount Rushmore. And it says, the world-famous National Memorial where the massive granite bust of four great American... leaders, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln are carved. Black Hills, South Dakota. And y'all on here, it says, BF and Poodle. Oh, Big Fatty, it's for me too. Oh, it's not for you, Squeaky Kitty. It says, wish you were here, Kay Bacon. And then below it, it says, hey, Fatty, can't wait to see you in Vegas. And I can't read what that says.
Big Fatty, I think it says Adam.
Oh, well, that would make sense since Adam and Miss Bacon were going to Mount Flushmore.
Big Fatty, that's where you go, where you be Mount Flushmore. Because you flush more than anybody I know. Yes?
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Friday, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I'm sorry, I was calling, and just as my ride pulled up, I'm off to see the Rockets' Red Glare with the Buns and Guns. But I was calling to see if you enjoy the fireworking, because I feel like an explosion that near you would be a bad idea, but I figured I would call and ask publicly. Did you go see the fireworks? Okay, bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And first of all, Vader, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice, despite what the Faye driver might say. But anyway, in fact, this show is dedicated to the Faye driver because it's got you calling on it, and it's got the coupon. He loves the coupon music.
Big Fatty hates both of them.
Well, anyway. But first of all, this is an excellent question. Excellent question. I'm so glad that you took the time away from the Buns and the Guns to ax it. And the answer is no. I did not. No! No, I did not watch the fireworks. I do tend to keep away from an open flame, especially after I've been to the Von Zees and had the good fried chicken, you know. But you know, it's not limited to that. It's air. Air also makes a big fatty combustible. Big fatty, that is just vulgar.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hi, do you have dipped cones?
Yes, we do.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Can we have one?
No problem.
Anyway.
You just want one on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have them like year round?
We only have them during the summer.
Okay.
We start them in like beginning of June until probably mid to the end of September.
So we live in Aberdeen. No dipped cones at both McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah.
They yeah, we just have them during the summer.
Yeah, we did too. Not this summer.
All right, that'll be
thank you.
65, no problem. I don't know why you're ignoring
me. I might not move back to Aberdeen.
2 out of 20.
Big Fatty, what was that all about?
Well, you know, Miss Bacon. First of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely. It's just lovely to hear your voice and to hear excitement in your voice. Because I know how excited. In fact, did you pedal? Did you pedal when he said yes that they had the dip cones? Because I know. I know you love a dipped cone, and you. Perhaps you can call in and tell us how the dip cone was and if you found a lodging away from Aberdeen. Big Fatty, I just think that's lovely that she called from a car about a dip cone.
Hello.
Happy Bacon.
Hey, Bart, it's Bacon. Holiday, 4th of July holiday vacation
anyway.
Is over. Well, it's been a day, but I just had to digest it all before I called in and told you all about it. But anyway, so vacation's over. My top is that I got to see my son, and we had a great time, and I'm like such a great golfer that I just like make the ball go like up in the air and then fly like a long distance down the road, the fairway, whatever it's called. Anyway, so the bottom was not being able to find all the laundromats. All right, well, talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I got to yell that, of course, is Miss Bacon.
Oh,
hi. you know, Poodle, Miss Bacon hasn't spoken to you in a long time. That's nice that she did that.
Yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely.
the reason, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you for calling again. It's lovely to hear your voice. Miss Bacon was looking for all the laundromats while she was out on her 4th of July, because, y'all, she likes to take pictures of them and send them to Calvin from over there at the Howdy Do Pancakes. Y'all, Calvin, you know, Calvin and JR usually record their little show while they're washing the underpants. And, y'all, I don't know, but on one of their latest, episodes, y'all, they said that to wash a load of clothes costs $9.75. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. $9.75? Y'all, that's just crazy. And I can assure you, it doesn't cost no $9.75 to wash them here. And God only knows what it costs to dry them. But anyway, but Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And we'll go to our next call. Tampa, hello.
Damn. Look at you, man. You're so fucking... Oh, God. Oh, hey, wait a minute. What? Oh, is this thing on? Hey, Big Fatty. It's Guru Nudie in Tampa. And I'm very excited about Las Vegas. I don't have room plans yet, but I guess we'll make them. You know, it's Las Vegas. Anyway, I'm sure there will be updates to come. Ciao, man. Yeah. All right. Turn it off. What?
Big Fatty, he sounds like he's ready for Vegas with all that humpity-bumpity going on. It's true. And Guru Nudie, first of all,
thank you so much for the calling the 900 number. That is $3.75 a minute, and that was about a minute and a half. So that's a six or $7.50, almost enough for a load of clothes. But Guru Nudy, y'all. I heard that Guru Nudy might be staying at the Pants Off the Blue Moon resort rather than with the Pride 48 folks. And y'all, that wouldn't surprise me at all, because you know he is Guru Nudy. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that Peter G with an Ask Big Fatty question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Peter G out there in the Bay Area. So nice I named it twice. Peter G, what's your question?
So, Big Fatty, you said at the new bar you had a coupon for a free well drink. What the hell is a well drink? Is it opposed to an ill drink? I don't understand that. Never heard that. You know, just another phrase in the Big Fatty vocabulary that eludes me, like shishimeat rice, for example. So anyway, what is a well drink? Thank you, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Well, first of all, Peter G, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question, by the way. And I'm sure Dr. Stone would agree with me on that. It's an excellent question. And this is not out of the Big Fatty vocabulary. A well drink is the cheap liquor. You know, whenever they have, the two for ones or the happy hour drinks or the cheapest drinks, yeah, they buy that cheap liquor. Now, Peter G, I understand why you, of all people, would not know what a well drink is, because you are a man of the world and you have sophisticated taste, and you don't drink cheap liquor. You drink either the call or the top shelf. And, you know, that's the three levels. It's well, call, or top shelf. Big Fatty, such a man of alcohol. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, I've just got a minute or so here. But y'all, the turnip head, y'all, he just sent me a testimonium that says, I've just finished watching Vicious, and when I watch those two, it's like it's my vision of what you and Vera would be like if you were a couple. And y'all, it's probably true. It's probably just as true as it can be. Y'all, if you're not watching Vicious, shame on ya. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, you know that Moose P, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. He's up there in Boston. I wonder if he'll get to see that Brian in Boston while he's up there, a boss boy, the gay cowboy up there in the New Hampshire. I don't know. Probably not. Big Fatty. Y'all, don't forget the Big Brother has the live eviction tonight, and I'm going to predict right now that it's going to be Pow Pow. Send her on her way home. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, yo, you heard the fade driver. Evidently, he's taken a vow of celibacy or something like that. Big Fatty.
Fucking train wreck of a show.
Oh, no. Yes, you're correct, Father Faye.
You can leave a comment on the website.
Big Fatty, I can't Fatty imagine online. That the fade driver would take a vow of celibacy. That just doesn't sound... Well, you know, I know. It's really not like him to do that, but... He's given up the Twitty, evidently, even though he sits around and he monitors it. And so I guess he's become a monk or something like that. Big Fatty, well, I guess he's not getting any booty or any, he doesn't like the booty. He likes to be booted. Big Fatty, boy!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.